Hello and welcome. Before we begin, please ensure you've spoken to your licensed health professional to ensure that this particular exercise or activity is safe for you. In particular, if you have any autoimmune disease, heart disease, lung disease, or any other chronic complex condition, please do not go through this exercise without speaking to your doctor.
Hello and welcome to the meditation today. As always, please ensure you've spoken to your licensed healthcare practitioner to make sure that these meditations and activities are safe for you. With that said, we're going to start today's meditation with a box breathing exercise, which is inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four, and hold for four. We're going to repeat that pattern for a few minutes. I'll guide you through it, so just follow along with my prompts. Once we've done that, we'll go into a little bit of mindfulness, and then we'll finish the meditation. So with that said, find a comfortable place to sit or lay down. Please make sure you're not operating any machinery, vehicles, in a bath or any other body of water. Be sure to be somewhere comfortable and safe. So find somewhere to sit or lay. Take a moment, just close your eyes when you're ready. Just begin by taking a nice breath in. Exhale. Now we're going to start the box breathing. So just follow along with my prompts. If at any stage you feel uncomfortable or it's not working for you, please just stop. Don't ever force yourself in any of these meditations or breathing exercises. Okay, when you're ready, we'll begin. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. 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 And just continue to breathe in and out, holding and exhaling in that rhythm if you can. See if you can find your own four count. Four in, hold for four. Four out, hold for four. Just continue to breathe this box style for another 40 seconds or so. By now you've probably noticed the change in your state. Possibly a state of calmness, sense of relaxation. That's the nervous system starting to adjust to the breath. Breath's one of these things that controls both of our automatic and our unconscious nervous systems. So by controlling our breath, we're controlling our nervous system. Dropping into what's called a parasympathetic state, rest and digest. Okay, now just continue to breathe at whatever pace is comfortable for you. Now we're going to move into some mindfulness meditation. So I'll begin the meditation by ringing a mindfulness bell. And just see if you can become aware of the sound of the bell as it rings. Just try and bring your attention, focus to the sound of the bell. All right, let's begin. And now see if you can pay attention to some sounds inside of your room. See if you can notice the rise and fall, the sounds as they come in and out of your awareness. Now I invite you to see if you can hear some sounds outside the room. And again, just seeing if you can notice the rise and fall of the sounds as they sort of slip in and out of your awareness. You might notice some thoughts popping into your mind. It's very common. It's the thinking mind doing its job. As we pay attention to sounds inside the room or outside of the room, we become aware that we are not actually the sounds themselves as they're appearing in our awareness. We are the awareness in which the sounds are appearing. And in a similar way, we are not the thoughts that are appearing in our awareness. We are the awareness in which the thoughts are appearing. All the feelings are appearing. All the images. And developing this insight, this awareness of awareness, the separation from sound or the separation from thought or feeling is part of the process of starting to become aware of our consciousness. And whether that's a positive thought or a negative thought, there's a place inside of our minds where we can be separate and just aware without being necessarily attached to the thought or the feeling. In the same way that we're not attached to the sound externally. And as we begin to develop this awareness, and we develop this presence of awareness, the thoughts and the feelings that come through us and the images that pop up in our mind start seeming more and more like scenes on a movie screen than an actual reality, which is true. They're on the movie screen of consciousness, brought to life by our awareness. And whether the urge is overwhelming or the emotion seems overwhelming at the time, it will always fade away, as nothing can live in consciousness forever other than the awareness itself. And so when it comes to a craving or a negative emotion or stress, being able to take a moment to change our physiology through breath and to change our focus through mindful awareness, by connecting with sounds or images or thoughts from a place of presence, we can begin to start navigating our own internal landscape and creating a freedom from impulse and a freedom from triggers. And we're essentially bringing the relationship of the mind back into the correct function. The analytical mind will always surrender to the presence of awareness. But inside of a stressed physiology, inside of a confused focus, the analytical mind just bounces around running thoughts and feelings and images, screaming for survival, doing its job. And by taking a moment to get grounded and to slow down our body and to train our mind through attention, through focus, we can start essentially settling the ship. The captain's back behind the wheel, and all of the crew's appreciative. So for the next few moments, if you can, just bring your awareness back to a sound in the room or outside of the room. Bring your awareness back into your body, back into this moment, back into the now. I now finish today's meditation by ringing the mindfulness bell, signify the end of our session here today. I'll ring the bell and just let it ring, so when you feel ready and present, after the bell's rung, open your eyes. And with that said, thank you for today's meditation, and good luck and God bless.